G'day, Reece down here. Welcome to episode 96 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called Fitness Standards to Aim for Pre-Selection Program. And what I mean by that is the fitness standards that you want to be at before you start a selection-specific program leading into selection. Okay, so that might mean you're already in the army or in the military and you are a ways out from starting your selection program. You might be a year or 2 years out. What are the fitness standards to aim for before you start that selection program? Or maybe your DRS. You're going in through the DRS pathway. What are the fitness standards to aim for before you join Kapuka, for example? All right, so we're going to go through that. But first, I want to make a correction. Last podcast, I talked about I was going through the new selection pipeline, and I talked about the SFAP, the Special Forces Assessment Program. And what I said on that was that it was first in best dressed for those doing the SFAP and SFAP, meaning that if you passed the SFAP early, regardless of what score you got, if you passed it, then you're guaranteed a spot on selection. All right. So I've been corrected on that. So I apologize for leading anyone astray there. But basically, you will be graded when you go and do the SFAP, okay? Once you do your entry test within the Special Forces Assessment Program, you'll be graded and you will get a spot on selection accordingly. So, meaning that if you only just passed the SFAP and for some reason the selection course was full, you might miss out if a lot of other dudes have passed higher than you, okay? So, it also means that if you can't do the SFAP until, you know, just before selection, you can still get on selection if you do quite well, all right? So, it's not first in best dressed. It is the people that do the best on the entry test, which is conducted within the Special Forces Assessment Program, right? So, the mindset you need to have is that you have to be really prepared to do the entry test and you need to pass really well. But like I said on the last episode, they're really not sure if it will fill out, all right? So, you know, if you pass the entry test, you're probably, in my opinion, all right, you're probably going to get a crack on selection, but you're not guaranteed. So, you want to do really well on the entry test to ensure that you get a spot on selection if it happens to fill up. Okay, so that was the little correction. Okay, so now on to this episode and the fitness standards to aim for pre-selection program. So, whether you're already in the military, whether you're just about to join the military and go down maybe the infantry pathway before you do selection, or you want to go down the SFDRS pathway, let's look at some of the fitness standards to aim for. So, you've got your push-ups, pull-ups, 2.4K run, swim and pack march. They're some of the things that I think, or some activities I think you should aim for. So for the push-ups, and this is not cadence push-ups, normal push-ups, I would aim for 80 to 100. Pull-ups, I would aim for 15 to 20. I really think you should, everyone, if a bit of training, you should be able to do 20 pull-ups. Now the 2.4K run, that's a standard run that you're going to have to do in the military. I would aim for under 9 minutes 30. Right, and I've been told by other people that they were advised to get their run to about 10 minutes, but I think it's a bit high because the 3.2K run that you're going to do on the entry test and selection is a brutal run. So the better you are at running, even clean skin running, the better chance you're going to have of converting that through the 3.2K run and doing well and being able to do well on the day when you've got a lot of performance anxiety. And like I've mentioned many times in this podcast, the 3.2K run is so hard because not just because of the weight, but because of the weapon that you have to carry, and it really hinders your gait. So I would aim for 9 minutes 30 on the 2.4K run clean skin. The swim, really, if you're going to do it clean skin, again, just in your swimmers, I'd be looking under 10 minutes. You should be able to do that pretty comfortably if you're doing freestyle breaststroke, you know, maybe 12 minutes if you're not a great swimmer. And you should be then, it should be able to transfer over and you should be able to do the 400 meter swim in cams in the 16 minutes, no problem. Pack marching, I'd aim for being able to do 10Ks in around 90 minutes with 15 to 20 kilos in your pack. I wouldn't do too much more than that. Now, some people will advise not to do any weighted running or pack marching, particularly for those that haven't joined the military yet. And they say that because they think that you're going to risk injury, all right, by doing weighted running or pack marching before you start Kapuka. But in my opinion, all right, you risk injury by not doing them, by not being conditioned in those areas. Now, there is nothing wrong, again, in my opinion, with doing some weighted runs or pack marching so you are conditioned slightly before you begin Kapuka. I just wouldn't go crazy and I wouldn't do too much of it, and or I wouldn't go too heavy. So remember, you will lose fitness at Kapuka, particularly if you're quite fit. So treat it as a rest, all right? Get really fit before Kapuka within reason, and then treat Kapuka as a rest. And then after Kapuka, you can pick up your fitness again at Singer. And because you're going to Kapuka with such a high fitness level, even if you drop off a bit during Kapuka, no problem. You'll be able to get back up to that high level of fitness at Singo pretty quickly, okay? And especially if you're going DRS, once you get to Singo and the School of Special Operations, you'll be right up there, no problem. I just don't think, in my opinion, I don't think you want to go into Kapuka without any pack marching conditioning at all, as I believe that by doing that, you're risking injury. And I know of dudes that have been injured at Singo, in particular, down in Singo, because they haven't done any pack marching training before joining, all right? Their ankles, their shins, their knees, their hips weren't conditioned. They were too weak. And then throwing a 25, 30 kilo pack on at Singo broke them. So I would advise to do some pack marching, in particular, some pack marching conditioning before you start Kapuka. Just don't go overboard, all right, with the weighted running or pack marching. Now, weighted running, you probably don't need to do, all right? If anything, I would probably do some practice runs in which you would carry a weight in one hand to simulate carrying a weapon, because that's what you're going to have to do on the 3.2K run. And that part, the part that where you're actually carrying the rifle, is the most awkward part, so I would carry that. But if you want to do a couple of weighted runs, no problem. Same as pack marching. The pack marching pre-Kapuka, I would just settle for one session a week, that's fine. And I would start with maybe 10 kilos in a pack and I'd go for a walk for 30 minutes. And then you build up from there and increase by time or weight, just not both at the same time. And if you can get up to say a 2 hour cross country hike carrying maybe 20 kilos in your pack, you are good to go. You don't need to do any more than that. And a couple of tips, if you are going to do weighted running and pack marching, apart from starting slow and increasing slowly, is to do it on a soft surface, all right? You don't want to be humping around on hard bitumen, because that is where you may, or you're going to increase the likelihood of getting injured, especially with shin splints, okay? So just do the pack marching on a soft surface, preferably cross country, and you're going to start to condition your body, your ankles, your shins, your knees, your hips, your back, your traps, all right? Because the traps get smashed when you're carrying a pack. But again, just start light and you'll be conditioned when you go into Kapuka. And I think if you do that, you're going to minimize your risk of getting injured, particularly if you're going down the SFDRS pathway. But if you're in the military now, and again, you haven't started that pre-selection program, again, aiming for those marks of push-ups around 80 to 100, pull-ups 15 to 20, 2.4K, 9 minutes, 30 and under. The swim, 10 minutes pack marching, 10 Ks in 90 minutes with around 15, 20 kilos. I think if you aim for that, you'll be good to go, okay? And again, I'd probably just pack march the once a week. And then what your condition for then starting that pre-selection program, because you have to be fit, right? You have to be a really good fitness standard before you start that pre-selection program, because if you've looked at that 30-week program, you're going pretty hard from day one, and you really can't have any glaring weaknesses when you start that program, okay? But that's it. That's it for this episode. Hope you got something out of it. Hope you can start to implement some of these tips, especially around the physical training, as you leading to starting your selection program and then turning up to the SFAP, conducting your SFET, and then, which you have to do really well. Okay, and then going into selection course. If you have any questions, make sure you hit me up, Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, reese@operatorh.com, or check out operatorh.com/selection, number of different free resources there to help in regards to selection prep. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.